Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Please, if you have your Bibles, help me open. And please, can you help me beam? Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Amplified Version. Please, can you help me beam it up, please? 2 Corinthians 5, 17. I promise you it's going to be brief. But there's no predicting what the Lord will do. But I know it shall be permanent in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Amplified. Amplified Bible. Praise the Lord. Good. Shall we all read together? He's a new creation. The old, previous, moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. So announcing in the name of Jesus, the fresh and new. Let me say it again. The fresh and new. Let me announce again. The fresh and new. In the name of Jesus. But where does it happen? If any person is in Christ, if anyone is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation. Now, these are the ones, come on church, are you here with me? They are the ones we refer to as Christians. Hello. Or from your Bible and from your scriptural knowledge, is there any other way to define a Christian? Maybe you want to come through John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, what? They shall have what? Hallelujah. To believe in him is to receive him. To receive him. To receive him is to be found in him. After all, the name, the title Christian, remove the I-A-N. Come on, is everybody here with me? What do you have? Christ. Just like if you remove the N in Nigeria, you have what? Nigeria. So what makes me a Nigerian? Because I am born here, or this is my origin, as it were, in the name of Jesus. So for whilst to define the Christian, he's the one who has received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. The one of whom it is said, is everybody hearing me? In Romans chapter 10, that with the heart you believe and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and you confess with your mouth, this Lord Jesus, you will be saved. Is somebody hearing me? That is how you become a Christian. By implication, you have a covenant with God. Of you, it is of you that it is said in John chapter 1, when he says he came to the world he created. The world he created, what? They didn't know him. Come on, are you here with me? And then he came to his own, they did not what? Receive him. But in verse 12 of John 1, please follow me closely. He said, but to as many as what? Receive him. Come on, you are too quiet for me. To them he has given what? The power, the capacity to become what? Sons. You are the Christians. You are the one that have a part of him, and he's a part of you. Is somebody hearing me? So, and it is of you that the Bible says that you are now a partaker, that's from the Epistle of Peter, of his divine nature. Come on, somebody, are you hearing me? So something about you changed that particular day. So in other words, when we are talking Christians, we are talking of those who are in Christ. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. And my Bible and your Bible says, for anyone like that, the old order has changed. Even when they don't look it. Is somebody hearing me? I'm talking the supernatural woman today. Glory be to God in the highest. Hi, oh glory. I don't know who the person is, but let me wait. But somebody came to take the next step. And you have been disturbing everybody. It's like you just couldn't wait for us to get into where we're getting into. But believe me, you see what the Holy Ghost will do with you. Before the end of the service, in the name of Jesus. It takes desire to pluck it from him. Oh yeah. That's the God we serve. You must desire it. Right? That's why the Joshua Levi. What is faith? Earnest expectation. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. So I'm talking to Christians today. And one thing that we've tried to establish, we've always tried to do it, but a lot of emphasis this past few weeks is the fact that the Christian life, follow me closely, is lived in the New Testament. You see, what does that mean? When I say New Testament, I'm not talking of the Gospels. The Christian life is not living in the Gospels, it's living in the Epistles. Is somebody here with me? The Gospel is, look, in principle, part of the Old Testament. The New Testament began with the resurrection of Jesus. Come on. If you don't understand, raise up your hand. I'll stop and rewind. What New Testament means is New Covenant. In the Old Testament, the covenants were animal representatives of the real thing. Dove, ram, goat. In the New Testament, the animal, the Lamb of God. Come on, is somebody hearing me? So I'm sure you're agreeing with me that until the covenant was caught, there was no New Testament. And who was the covenant animal? Come on, talk to me. And when was the sacrifice offered? The cross of Calvary. Before then, no Christianity. That's why the Bible said it was in Antioch that they were first called Christian. Woo-hoo. I'm talking to supernatural people here today. We'll do some kind of shifting, as it were. You know, I say, "Are you over? Are you there?" So we can separate certain things for effectiveness. You are loaded. Amen. I say, in the name of Jesus, you are loaded. Amen. Come on, say, "I am loaded." Glory be to God in the highest. I give God all the glory. Hallelujah. You know what I feel today? It's like we are about to set. Hey, set some people up. Want to set you up with Holy Ghost fire. Believe me, everywhere you enter, it's either they agree or disagree. Whether they agree or disagree, it will not stop your mission. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Ladies and gentlemen, what this scripture is saying, simply put, if any man be in Christ, he is supernatural. The old order is gone. That's why I say you are a new creation. So life is not as usual anymore. Somebody is afraid now. I say, Pastor, you begin to say some things that I do in secret. No, it's not about that. It's about living life. What about the things I do in secret? They will see you are wrong. I mean it in the name of Jesus. You won't be running for them. They'll be running from you. Why? You'll be the one calling the shots. Glory be to God in the highest. If any man be in Christ, is a new creation. A new creature altogether. Let's settle that. Tendency is for the devil to always come with the past. And that's what he does usually, really. The devil cannot come with your future. He doesn't come confronting you with your future. Because if you confront him with his own future, it's disaster. He will be born forever in hell. So he will always turn you to the past. Well, he's turning you back. What about in those years? What about in those years? But please tell him to shut up. I'm a Christian. Thank you. And that means I have a covenant with God Almighty through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. So I may look small, I am dangerously big. And the devil knows. Tell the devil, say, I'm dangerously big. I'm a giant on the inside. Ooh, hallelujah. So it's a new creation, old thing. The previous moral, come on, I didn't write this. The previous moral and spiritual condition are, behold the fresh and the new has come. Now, to just give it a little bit of flesh, can we just flip to Ephesians quickly so that you can appreciate what this is saying? I just want to make about 4 points. Glory be to God in the highest. So I can rightly say, the reason why I should say such things until I get to the place where I just don't know what we are saying, but I know it enough to become part of my vocabulary, my everyday communication, I don't see results. I'm saying it to say tonight, some will get results. In the name of Jesus. Because this is reality. I feel like falling on some people on this side. Because I see the fire. You can catch it on their faces already. And you wonder, say, is it just this talking? Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying. And that's how it is done. So release forever, 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 forever in the name of Jesus. I agree with you right now in the name of Jesus. Let me read that scripture quickly. I'm just talking about our Christian life. We are Christians. Ephesians chapter 2. Yeah. Yes, God help me, help me, help me. Okay. Let me just read. I'll read as fast as I can. And you, this is coming from chapter 1. And you, that's me, that's you. He, Jesus, made alive. Who were dead, you were dead. That's why I said, see, the old moral and spiritual order are gone. We were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked. That was your lifestyle. According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that's still working in those who are not in Christ, is still working. Yes. Among whom also we once conducted our own lives, were like them, the lust of the flesh, fulfilling desires. Yes. But God, who is rich in mercy, verse 4, because of his great love for Tyro, for you, hallelujah, with which he loved you and he loved us. Even when we were dead in trespasses, we were dead. You see the old order that is gone? It's the dead order. When we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So you can see the change in order. Glory be to God, that in the ages to come he might show his exceeding riches of grace. I mean, again, the path of righteousness as a shining light. I mean, with every age that you get into, every day, you get better and better. God manifests his different graces in you. I know what you might say. What I just said in the Bible, with your Bible, that no, they are yet to know you. When it comes to you and God, vis-a-vis the world, is many-sided wisdom. Manifold wisdom. If the devil thinks they got you here, my Bible might... They can't get you in every other area. You will prove to them. God, rather, will prove to them and show the kings of this world and the devils the many-sided wisdom of God through you. It's there. Ephesians chapter 3. Okay. So he said, we continue to unfold, as it were. He says, for by grace, verse 8, you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Please note that. Not of yourself. It wasn't anything you were able to do for yourself. And that's something that we need to knock off our minds. It's not what you did. is what he did. Because of what he did and who he has made me, then my actions and my thoughts change. There's no amount of changing my talk and changing my action to make me change. It can't be done. But because he has changed me, then my walk and my talk will change. That's why he says, by their fruits we know them. Something about you has changed, is what I'm saying. But you see, what we're doing today is to let you know who you are. Hallelujah. You command the elements of this world. You call the shots, as it were. No, that's what he came to do, simply put. Okay. So not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 9. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, who God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore remember, you are now a new creation. Why will he say therefore remember? Because it's easy to forget. For too many of us, we still live our lives in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. So therefore remember that you, verse 12, at that time you were without Christ, being alien, you are just strangers to everything. Verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who are once far off have been made near by the blood of Jesus. Now I went into all this to show what brought about the change, you see, in 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things are passed away. Whether they are failures, whether they are fears, whether they are anxieties, whether they are, name it. They don't marry my family. They don't give birth to children in my family. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And what's important about this is that what you don't know, the devil will continue to hold you down over it. But when you know, you will declare who you are. Glory be to God in the highest. Let me jump quickly. After that, in Ephesians 3:12, it said, because of who you are right now, first of all, maybe I should go to Romans chapter 8. It said, there is therefore now no condemnation. Pastor, why are you going this way? Because I realize that every personal problem that people have is wrapped into identity issues. If I don't know who I am, then the world will expect certain things from me. And what will happen is that I will always move to satisfy their yearning. So in other words, they'll continue to define to me who they expect me to be, as against who God has made me to be. You know what that does? It robs you of your confidence, number one. Maybe at this point I should just quickly say something. The death and resurrection of Jesus, these three things, created three categories of people, straight on earth. He came into a natural realm. Come on, are you here with me? Yes, sir. And when he came and he resurrected, then those who accept him, we all came in as babies. And then we grow and people begin to become matured. But there are some that just refuse to grow. They are carnal. So in all of Paul's letters, you find the babies and the matured and the carnal Christians. Now, quickly, let me use it vis-a-vis the woman. You are grown up. You are a Christian. If you are not supernatural, because you are not a Christian, you are no more natural, whether you like it or not. If you are not supernatural, you'll be superficial. And that's where most women are. When you are natural, then you'll be subject to oppression, depression. You know, you become like a shadow. So all the oppression that women suffer, you'll be reviving them. And where you are not, you know you're a Christian, but you don't have what it takes. You have no depth. And so you face it, you fake it. But there's no depth. But there are those who are supernatural. As a matter of fact, they're dangerous to the devil and to the world. Because you want to treat them like you treat another woman. Then when you hit them, you know you have hit something dangerous. Amen. They know themselves. They know their God. They know who God has made them. They know what they have. We call them catalysts of the kingdom. You see, what do you mean catalyst? No, you see, as supernatural people, men and women, God does things through us. But with the women, there's something special. He dropped them in to change everything. I'm not joking. You know, somebody said, writing a book, he said, Pastor, from what you have said and what we have come, where we have gone so far, you know the title of this book? I said, what? Women Will Change the World. I said, wait. I started praying in my spirit, man. The more I pray, the more, it is true what you said. They've always changed the world. They will change it. And that's why we're talking supernatural women today. Okay, shall I stop here? I'm almost through, though. So because I know what Christ has done for me, ladies and gentlemen, there is therefore now no condemnation. It's not what anybody says or what the devil says anymore. And we sing the song, there is therefore now no condemnation, there is therefore now no condemnation. There is therefore no condemnation in my life. Hallelujah. You want to see where this condemnation thing comes so strong? Can you put Romans 5:17 quickly? That's what we're dealing with in church. Let me quickly bring that up. Therefore, if any... No, Romans. It's 5:17 to be Romans. Romans. Thank you. Yes. For he, because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned. Yeah, okay, fine. Death reigned through the one. Much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, what do they do in life? So you see, can you see that Corinthians 5:17 is saying the same thing as Romans 8:17? Because it's the same Paul writing to different churches. What is he saying here? The one who is in Christ, who is a new creation, is actually a king. He's now a king. Why? The resurrection of Jesus Christ has made you a king. You are no more a servant that you used to be. You are no more the doormat that you used to be. The one on which everything is heaped and dumped because of where you were born, because you're a woman, because you didn't go to school, because you are black, because you came from a village, because... What kind of rubbish? If you're in Christ, level ground. And I can't hear amen. I can't hear a clear amen. Bring me 18 so that I can quickly show them the condemnation before I go to the next place. I am confident, ladies and gentlemen. I am born again. I'm a new creation. I am born again. I'm confident. I have access. Glory be to God in the highest. See, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so the condemnation that came through the fall. But when Jesus Christ came and changed everything, there is therefore now no condemnation. Hallelujah. So we cannot judge you by what you did yesterday and what you did 2 years ago. I don't, in all humility, I know that there are people here who might have committed abortion in the past. No, let no man point to you and say, you that did this. You are now in Christ Jesus. You are a new creation. You are the one God has lifted up and is taken somewhere to stop all such nonsense and to give hope to many, many more women who are coming behind you in the name of Jesus. You are the one calling the shot now. You were a victim before. You are no more a victim. You are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. There is therefore now no condemnation. You are head, you are not tail. You are, that's what I'm saying, is a new order. Fine. And then the next thing I just quickly want to say in Galatians chapter 2, because of my time, I'm still laying down my foundation quickly. God will help me. In Galatians 3:2, it says, there's neither Jew nor Greek, male or female. So it doesn't matter whether you're a woman. Whatever, anywhere, anybody created, born of a woman, can get to in life, you can get there. Now, you can say corporately, officially, politically, there are places women cannot get to. It's the mindset that they sold to you since you were born. And you have swallowed it, and you don't think you can rise above it. But I know one thing clear. If you understand who you are in the name of Jesus, and you begin to see yourself as God has planned it for your life, let me say this clearly. Everything created will move and make way for you. Hello, is somebody here with me? Oh no, I need to have a PhD degree to be able to do that. But you see, I don't have one in primary school. If you can see God calling you to that position in the name of Jesus, and you know that everything is new, I say take the first step. God will make a way for you where there is no way. I don't like to keep on disturbing her. Is she not the my woman? Is it not from abroad? There they just say, wait a minute, let's see what you have. Let's see what you've done. These are entry requirements. NYU, boom. Business, masters in business admin. chore. I said, I've got to do this. I have Wendy. I want to masters. And that was enough. She went there, they took her. She went before the class, the graduating class, and she lectured them, NYU. Last year, women's whatever. International Women's Day. Guess what? Guess who spoke in the White House? From what? My. It's not just my. She's a new creation. She's a king. Shut up. Oh, I feel the fire.
Amen.
Oh, it's for you.
Amen. Amen.
But it's the truth. Now I have your attention. I'm telling you what Christ has done. I'm talking of the supernatural woman. The difference between supernatural and natural, the natural man will remain natural. We've seen a million natural women in Nigeria. Every year we see millions of them. But there's a supernatural man listening to me here today. I said, there's one listening to me here today. This one will stir up things. He will change the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Why? She knows who she is. Abby? Glory be to God in the highest. The entertainment industry. Guru. The banking industry. Guru. The business world. Guru. The preaching world. Guru. Guru. Insurance. Guru. My. Guru. You know the common factor in Christ Jesus. Ban Ki-moon was coming to Nigeria. He said, please, I'm coming. I would like you to be my entourage. I was doing the Guardian. I saw Ban Ki-moon and the head of state. And I saw somebody by their side. She was the one. I have the attention. So listen, I'm not just quoting Bible. If I'm quoting Bible, you want me to tell you my story? Let's talk. Let's tell his story. Yeah. And let's see whether his story will not change your story. Hello. So I'm a new creation. There's therefore now no condemnation. I am bold. I have access. I am confident. I know who I am. How do I bring... let me talk more on this, Romans 5. Which is the area that I've been for a while. I'll do 5 minutes, then I go into application, then I stop. Paul writing to the Roman church, if I was in Rome, he wrote to me, said, you see, one man's offense made death to reign. So all of us became servants and slaves to death. But death is not the man. That is the nature of the man, the one that conquered the world. God didn't commit the world to him. He gave it to man. The heaven of heaven belongs to God, but the earth has given to the sons of men. Let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. So like I said to our people in church, it's all about authority. Here in the world, it's all about authority. Who is calling the shots? And why would God create man to call the shots? Because he had kicked the devil down. So before the devil now began to think that I have a domain, he said, that's the domain I'm giving to man. I'm creating him, I'm giving him. Jack Efford said, what did you think God did? What did you think he did? He created war. When the devil tried to usurp his throne there, he knocked him off. The man fell. And the Bible said, woe to you, inhabitants of the earth. Because the devil has come with all his rot. Then God said, I'm going to create man. I'm going to make him the ruler there on earth. God created a king. And the man was king until the devil tricked the woman, and the man threw the woman, came down. And so death reigned over humanity. Come on. And so suddenly, the devil was calling the shot on earth. Hello, are you here with me? Look, I want you to be, see where the confidence comes in is this. When Jesus came and he was in the wilderness, guess what the devil did? He said, look at the grace of the world. They have been given to me. They are mine, and I will give it to whom I want. Will you just worship? Confident. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, it is written. Confident. You shall worship the Lord yourself. He did many other things confidently. Jesus always, it is written, confidently. Hallelujah. So you see, he was claiming his right. He was calling the shot. But when Jesus died and resurrected, he reversed the order. He gave it to man. We told ourselves in the church in the service that look at his dress rehearsal. Luke chapter 10. When they came back, rejoicing that the demons obey. Why won't demons obey you? Of course they will obey you if you know who you are. Why will I stand there in the name of Jesus Christ and I will rebuke sickness and with testimonies of cancer has been healed? Is it not because you are praying enough and God is answering prayers and is giving me grace to understand my authority? Why should I stand here and be afraid? Afraid of who? So why should I live my life and be afraid of who? God has not given me the spirit of fear, but the power of and the sound mind. If I know who I am in Christ Jesus. See, I'm saying this because, see, all your life they've told you that there's a curse in your family and it's running from generation. No, you will break it tonight. Yeah. You will be the one to break it because how? By what you know. The old order and the old spiritual and moral order are dead. Never to rise again. You are now in Christ Jesus. You walk out of this place free in the name of Jesus. That means that then your expectation will change from what it used to be. What it used to be is that, look, the curse had been working, but when you're living there, the curse has no effect anymore. In the name of Jesus. I know, I'm talking to somebody here right now. You are too quiet for me. If you understand me, shout amen. I'm talking the Christian life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking the Christian life. No, pastor, how do you explain? It happened to my brother, and my brother, and my father, and my father's father, and my father, and my father's father. I'm always arguing with you. Were they Christians? If you say yes, were they Christians that knew they were Christians? Now, are you a Christian? Do you know who you are? Do you know what you have? Do you know where you're at? Then you are different. Then your expectations are different. Your happiness are different. Is somebody hearing me? You say, what do you mean? Do you know where you are and what you have? Didn't you read that we are quickened with him, lifted up with him, and we have been made to sit with him in the heavenly places? Above all principalities and powers. That's a Christian. That's a supernatural life. You will see the two of us walking like normal. One knows one that the other, I feel the fire in my hand. Is it truth? Call her, let me pray for her. So the thing is not just, it's not lip service anymore. We are supernatural being. Did you hear some teaching of Sheshola? I'm the light of the world. It's not just lip service. You are really light. It's supernatural. That means that when I get into a place and there's darkness, they will know. They know. They know. They know. I was talking to somebody. He was blessing. I said, there's this place. I won't mention the place. He said, yeah. I said, you know, they know you. He said, pastor, they told me they know me. They literally told me they know me. Of course they will know you. You're light. But you see, it starts with you knowing who you are. Hello. Come on, supernatural woman, you're too quiet for me. Shout amen. Yeah. All this time, you have just been waiting to get the bashing and the beating and everything. Because, no, it's not so. Declare who God has made you. Fight your battle with your heart and mouth. Is somebody hearing me? It is the strongest way to fight with the word of God. Hello. Is somebody hearing me?
Yes,
glory be to God in the highest. You know the first miracle, you know how it happened? See, that was the beginning of signs, the beginning of miracles, book of John, in chapter 2. It was the woman that engineered it. Wasn't she Mary, the mother of Jesus? But you see, she had experienced it before. How? When the angel came to her, what did she do? He said, look, you may be a virgin, I know. That's natural. And until a man sleeps with you, you'll not be pregnant. That's natural. But I'm talking supernaturally. How? He said,
The Holy Spirit.
Is he still around? What makes you think that your case will be supernatural? The Holy Spirit and the power of the Most High. Guess what she said? She said, let it be to me according to your word. What did she do? She received it, though she couldn't see it. It never happened before, but she received it, and she walked with that knowledge. When she ran, immediately she ran to the house of the sister. I said, hello, auntie. Auntie, yeah, the mother of my Lord. Who told auntie? Because you have received, they will see what you have received. Supernatural. Are we understanding this stuff? Yeah. So that means that there is whole new. I want you to dare the impossible when you live here. Because we have to go. Come on. If we believe God, then let's do it. Yeah. I'm talking to kings, not queens. These ones, they are women, but they are kings. Why? Much more. Those who have received the abundance, those who have what? Received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. What will happen? They will reign in life as kings. Hallelujah. And where the word of the king is, there's what? It is authority. Just issue a command. Am I talking to supernatural beings? Are you afraid of witches and wizards now? Of course not. Ooh. Glory be to God. Any Christian in the house? Yes, if you're a Christian, automatically you're a supernatural being. If you are the one, shout, amen! I'm laughing at the devil. I'm too tired of being afraid of everything. When you have the power, just issue the command. So Mary said, let it be to me. And that was all she received. And somebody is receiving this word today. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. I said, glory be to God in the highest. I said, glory be to God in the highest. That means that there is the world of impossibility is already vanished for somebody's life. Because what is impossible with God, I'm sorry, with man, is possible with God. And to anyone that believes. And so the life we are called to live as a Christian is not the spiritual life and the physical life. It's all together supernatural. Hello? And so, having had that experience, when they had no wine, they said, see, they don't have wine. Say, what has God got to do with me? I know how you are conceived. And I've watched you growing up. Those ones were still looking. You are standing looking at me. Whatever he says. Has he spoken? Is he still speaking? What if you do it? What are we turn to wine? Supernatural. Come on, is somebody hearing me? You are too quiet for me now. Because somebody will not talk the way they used to talk anymore. Because the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, what? They are mighty through God. For what? The pulling down of what? What is strongholds? What you used to believe. What the things, all the limits you put on your life, all the lies of the devil, as against what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary. He has finished the work. That's what I'm saying. We are living the supernatural life. We are the hope for the unbelievers. Because what? Christ in us, the hope of glory, the earnest expectation of a glorious future. Jesus in us, Come on, Ephesians chapter 3. Come on. He said that, I'm praying that you'll be strengthened with might according to his riches in glory. According to his what? According to his riches in glory. You'll be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in your inner man. And then Christ will live in your heart by what? And then you'll be grounded and rooted in love. And you'll be able to discern with all saints what is the length and the breadth, the depth and the height. You will know the love of Christ that passes human. That's supernatural. Men won't be able to explain it. I'm talking the dimension of your operations. You see, that God brought you here for something special. Here you see, he just picked you up from there. Bam! Right up there. Up there. So it doesn't matter where I'm sitting. Up there. I saw I jump in there. Almost 4 rows to the back. Jesus. Ooh. Will you go back without taking us? And it's not a matter of just taking. Anywhere you go, kings talk. They call the things which be not as though they were. Bring that. Kings talk. You've kept too much, too quiet for too long. And that's why the devil has pressured you and oppressed you. It's time to say, no, devil, I'm a child of God. I feel the fire right in my leg. You see how the Holy Ghost is taking over? There is power in the name of Jesus. That's who you are. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. It's about authority. I'm a Christian. What we are discussing tonight is, what does it mean to be a Christian? Walk in the finished work of Christ. With authority. Walk in power. See, when resurrected, what did he say? He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been. So authority, where are you looking? What are you looking for again? All authority has been taken by Jesus. And he says, you take it. You take it. You take it. You take it. So you are walking with all authority. That is what it means to be a Christian. My hands are itching. Something happened there. Something just happened here. Stand up. Something just happened there. I'm not joking. All authority in heaven and on earth and in hell and beneath in this age and ages to come. That is the Christian life. See. He has delegated me with the authority. So women, the reason you are here today, you see why I made the altar call before I started? Because where will your capacity to hold this be? I'm not giving you new things. I'm calling your attention to what he has done for you. I wasn't the one that said it is finished. He said it is finished. And what are the products? You and I are the products of it is finished. Tell anybody, say it is finished. In the name of Jesus. Stop wrestling with the devil. But the Bible said we wrestle not. Go and check that word again. That word is, when it comes to spiritual power, he said, withstand him, resist him. See, he said, push him away. You are already, you have won the victory. He has won the victory for you. Yours is enforcing it. And typical of him, he comes to try you on what you already have. He never comes to try you on what you don't have. This is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. If you are the son, that's what that was, right? Was the basis on which he came. So the area of your greatest temptation is something that God has finished about your life that the devil is trying to take. Yeah? Yeah? In Jesus' name. So how do I manifest this thing? With the heart man believes, with the mouth confession is made into salvation. The just shall live by. And how do you communicate faith? Your mouth. Your mouth. I'm not talking silent talk. Talk to yourself. Let it appear in your everyday communication with people. I'm a child of God. I'm a king on earth. I reign in life as a king. Glory be to God in the highest. By his stripes I am healed. Glory be to God in the highest. I see my children's children. The days of my life are fulfilled. In the name of Jesus. Ooh. Jesus. Woo-hoo. You say, you know, we have made us a call for salvation. But if you still want to give your life, you can come. But I'm going to make one more call. Just one more call. It's for something special. Now you say, Pastor, I'm a minister. I know it. I'm a king. I need authority. You already have it. But all the spiritual gifts you need to function fully, let them begin to drop. Yeah. Let the Holy Ghost begin to activate them in your life. Yeah. Oh yeah, I believe they're already there. Let them begin to be fired up. Yes, 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 yes. All over, all over, all over. Designing of spirits. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All over the hall, all over the hall, all over the hall, all over the hall. The gifts of miracles, gifts of healings, working of miracles. Hallelujah. All over the hall, all over the hall, in the name of Jesus, begin to receive. Yes, begin to receive. Begin to, I'm not giving you something new. It's what God has done, what he has finished. He said, now, blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed us. So God is not just about to bless you. You have been blessed completely. But you've got to know it and begin to activate it. It's part of the finished work of Christ. You are totally blessed. You are blessed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. But if you don't know, the devil takes advantage of you. Come on, Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. He said that we're here, as long as still a child, he said he's like a slave. But you are not my slave. You are not just an heir. You are a king. And you know who you are. Glory be to God in the highest. Woo-hoo. You are living this supernatural life. You are a Christian. For goodness sake. You see what I mean? Shall we rise and let God do what he wants to do? You see why you cannot carry sickness away from here? Why you cannot carry defeat away from here? Why you cannot carry fear away from here? You see, all I just did today by the grace of God is let you know what he has done. I've not given you anything extra. I just tried to remove the veil that the devil has tried to use to cover your eyes. See. You are living in the post-cross era. You are living in the finished work of Christ. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heaven in Christ Jesus. You see, in the Old Testament, if you obey all the word of this law and we obey everything, if you keep this and you obey all, then this blessing will happen. In the New Testament, God has chosen you and blessed you in Christ. But outside Christ, you must keep all the laws which you can't keep. Say, who those who live by the law will die by the law. But we Christians are in Christ Jesus. That's why we can receive healing. We can claim it in the name of Jesus. It's already done. You were healed. But you are going to be healed. So activate it with your mouth. There is therefore now no condemnation. There is therefore now
no condemnation, there is therefore now no condemnation, there is no condemnation in the Lord.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Every day of my life I am blessed.
Going out, I am blessed. Coming in, I am blessed.
When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest,
whoa,
I am blessed.
Why? Jesus has blessed me.
I am blessed.
He has finished the work.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed.
When I wake up
in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Pastor, what you are saying, are you now saying that people can continue to sin? No. Make the tree good and its fruit will be good. Make it bad and its fruit will be bad. By their fruit you shall know them. If you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you are a tree of righteousness. See. It's not what you are doing. You can do 1,000 good works. It will not give you his righteousness. But if you accept the gift of righteousness and the abundance of grace, you accept him as your Lord and Savior, your nature is affected. then you will bring out righteous fruits, holy fruits. Help me bring her. Have you tried to live holy, but you have failed 1,000 times in one day? It's because you don't know who you are. When you know who you are, you won't try anymore. You just go more into who you are, and your life will naturally be holy. It is finished in Christ Jesus. What did I say? It was Jesus that said it. Jesus said, he said, make a tree good. Make it. And when it comes to righteousness, it's not what you have done. We have been made righteous. You are believing God for a child, you are better declare with your mouth. Like a fruitful vine around my husband's table. I will see my children's children. In the name of Jesus, declare with your mouth. Don't believe a lie. Doctors have tried. They are doctors, and we thank God for doctors. But we still have the supernatural realm. Abby, Jesus. I'm believing God for a husband. I beg, just talk to God. I beg. The man will cross, it will just be crossing your path. Hey, ya back, Ashanda, bro, ya back, Ashanda, bro, bro, bro. Maybe some people are watching this program today and they begin to ask questions later. Is that one married? Is that one not married? Hallelujah. The testimony was given of her sister. She's not around today. Resigning from a very chairman of one of the biggest in Nigeria. I said, what? He said, look, pastor. He said, in line with what we always say, by the grace of God, that they will look for you. Then some biggest organization, American and UK came together, Women Fame, and were looking for who could run it. You know that they searched her out and sent for her. They will send for you. Yeah. You are the light of the world. What does that scripture say? In the name of Jesus, what does the scripture say? It says, you are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill. You cannot be covered again. So let your light shine. In the name of Jesus, the devil can try 1,000 times. You are a city on a hill. You know, I have the life of God.
I have the life of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. I have the life of God in me.
Come on, 1 Peter 2:9. I'm a chosen generation. Come on, is somebody hearing me? I'm a chosen generation. I'm what? I'm a real priesthood. Why? To show forth. Why? To manifest the supernatural works of God. They will see it in your life. They will see it in your family. They will see it in your business. They will see it in your finances. They will see it in your ministry. Why? The supernatural work of God. Things that are beyond human knowledge. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody hearing me? That is the supernatural life. Live the Christian life. You know, everywhere Jesus spoke, he said, I am the light of the world. Everywhere Jesus spoke, I am the bread of life. I am the great shepherd. I am the true vine. What do you think he was saying? He was declaring who he knew he was. If you look at Ephesians, Colossians, Galatians, see what, how Paul will write. He will say, us, we, you. And when you concern him, he will say, I am. And so that becomes clear that until you understand enough to make a declaration with your mouth, they don't begin to happen. The word of which we preach is near you. Where is it? In your mouth. Stop calling your husband a monster. Stop calling him a womanizer. The pastor is womanizing. Do you want him to change or to be worse? Want him to change? Call him by what you want. Call him by what the Bible says. Yeah. Call your children by what the Bible says. Address yourself by what the Bible says. That does not mean that you should not rebuke what is wrong. Rebuke it, but call things by what you want them to be, by what God has made them to be. Father, we give you praise. Yes, we are a chosen generation. You are never a victim again in your life. In the name of Jesus, you are not a pushover anymore in your life. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are a king on earth. You are head, you are not tail. You are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill. In the name of Jesus, you are full, you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. It is in Him you live, you move, and you have your being. Jesus is your wisdom, is your sanctification, is your redemption, is your righteousness. 1 Corinthians 1:30. He is. He cannot fail. And God has not given you the spirit of fear. Rather, you have what? Power. You have what? Love. You have what? A sound mind. You have the spirit of the fear of God. You have the spirit of wisdom. You have the spirit of knowledge. You have the spirit of fortitude. These are all what He has done for you. Walk in this knowledge. Declare it night and day. Put the devil to shame. Sin shall never have dominion over you. Neither sickness nor death. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name. You say to yourself, check what the Bible says. See, what has Jesus done? Declare it with your mouth for yourself and your life. No more self-pity. Nobody likes me. They don't ask after me. Hey, you ask for people now. Instead of declaring that they don't like me in that place. They don't like me. Carry your phone. Tell nobody's calling me. I'm going to check after 10 people. How are you? How are you doing? I'm just going to check on you. Hey, how are you doing? Check whether by the close of the day, 40 people will not look for you. Come on. You have a glorious future in the name of Jesus. Okay, now this is the fair point. If you haven't lack in any area of your life, material and financial. Now, what I realize is that those who don't have lack, they want more. They still pray. And God answers their prayers. Some who have, they'll be pretending. If you think you need God to answer you in any area, materially, let me ask you, if you are the only billionaire in your family and there are 40 of them depending on you, you don't have. So if I were you, I would pray that many of them too, God will bless them. You see what I mean? Your husband is in between job and there's trouble because you, your God is just promoting you. Your husband is struggling and you are thinking, trouble, mbo, my yoshin, koko. Please stand up now and raise your hand up. I say, God, the lack is in this area. I destroy that lack in Jesus' name. You say how? With every spiritual blessing in every places, He supplies all of my needs, not according to the economy of Nigeria. His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So, you have 1 minute, pray. Your business, your husband's, your children's jobs, they all graduated in Kosisha. Open your mouth and declare. There's work. It makes a way where there's no way. This girl is not serious. This man is not serious. No. I speak every responsibility and seriousness over their lives in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. This is one, if this is the one of the miracles that you will remember, next time we come around, better write it properly. Right? Position properly and take it in the name of Jesus. Hey, yeah. According to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus, finished work of Christ. According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, finished work of Christ. I declare in the name of Jesus, let every lack and every poverty vanish from your life in the name of Jesus.
let the lines fall for you in pleasant places in Jesus' name. Let men favor you, whether in your community or abroad, in the name of Jesus. In diverse manner, let your cup be filled to running over. In the name of Jesus. Your dishes, you may not see the cloud, you may not see the wind or the rain, but your dishes shall be filled with water. In the name of Jesus. The all-sufficient one will supply you. It will overwhelm you. I say, lack will never be your portion. Like the psalmist declares, say, God is my shepherd. I shall not, you will never lack in Jesus' name. The wisdom to break every lie of poverty, receive in the name of Jesus. As God gives instruction in his word and you read, please obey, because the devil cannot hold you down anymore. In the name of Jesus. I say, go in peace. In the name of Jesus. I say, when next we come, come with your testimonies. As they begin to happen from tonight, please write us. Write us. We want to share the joy with you. In the name of Jesus. We know that you are a supernatural person. And you cause supernatural things to happen everywhere you go. In the name of Jesus. Favor with God and with man. Supernatural wisdom is your portion. In the name of Jesus. As your days, so shall be the increasing wisdom in your life. So shall be the increasing favor of your life. In the name of Jesus. Your life will satisfy God. Your life will bless humanity. In the name of Jesus. I say truly you will shine. Your light will shine. And the darkness of this age cannot comprehend it. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.